For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith. A case of Zika virus in Caddo Parish was confirmed by the Louisiana Department of Health last week. In a report released Friday, LDH confirmed the Caddo case along with two other cases in the state, which the report says were travel-related. This brings the total Zika cases in the state of Louisiana to 26. When travel-related cases are identified, public health officials and local mosquito control agencies are notified in an effort to minimize the potential for local transmission of the virus. Gulf states in the south are considered higher-risk areas given the tropic-like weather conditions these states experience. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases with the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, explains the concerns.
There's always the chance when you have a tropical setting where there's a lot of robust mosquito activity that you have a greater chance of having local transmission of these types of infections. See, pregnant women are the real vulnerable targets of this particular infection. Because with pregnant women, if you get infected during pregnancy, there is a risk to having a deleterious effect on the fetus in the form of a congenital abnormality such as microcephalus. So when you talk about potential complications of infection, the overwhelmingly vulnerable population are pregnant women, and that's the reason why it's important to protect pregnant women from getting infected.
No cases of the Zika virus in Louisiana are known to be locally transmitted by mosquitoes. However, health officials urge people to take precautions by using insect repellent, wearing long-sleeved clothing, repairing damaged window screens, and removing all standing water near the home. Zika can also be transmitted sexually. To learn more about the virus, go to the website cdc.gov/Zika. This is Chuck Smith for the Red River Radio News Network.